kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Bagaman natalo sa koponan ng South Korea sa naganap na laban sa AFC Women's Asian Cup, hindi nawawala ang puso ng Pilipinas. Nakapanayam ni Annalyn Violata ang team captain na si Hailey Long kung saan binanggit niya ang plano sa susunod na makakatapat.
Drawing board, I mean, we have a lot to work on going into our last group stage game and it's just time to put some goals in the back of the net.
We saw a lot of tries and save as well from the whole of the team. It was hard, but what were you thinking when the game was going on?
We just take it like every 2 minutes at a time. I mean, you can't think of it as a whole 90 minutes. You just take it bit by bit, play by play, pass by pass, shot by shot, and look forward to the next one.
Next game versus Iran. How do you think you'll be able to bounce back?
Well, we have nothing to lose at this point. So, like I said, put some goals in the back of the net because we have yet to do so this tournament.
Despite the loss, the Filipino community were there up to the end, waiting for everyone, for the team to say hi at least and still push you for them.
We just wanted to say thank you to all our fans and sorry we couldn't really hang around after the game. It was a quick turnaround in the locker room, so they're really pushing us to get out. But we'll see you all next game, and we'll say hi and all that stuff afterwards. But thank you for all your support. Yeah, laban Pilipinas!
Proud naman ang Australian coach ng Philippine National Women's Football Team na si Mark Torcaso.
It was a tough game today. How is the team holding up?
I haven't really got to see them yet, but obviously they're disappointed, just like I am as a coach as well. We don't like to lose. But I'm proud of the way the girls fought really hard. In particular, I've got a large group of young players that are mixing and blending well with our experienced girls at the moment. So as we grow more and more, I think we're going to be more and more competitive. But now we have to focus on the next game against Iran.
Yeah, focusing on the next game on Sunday. How will you prepare the girls after a loss? Two consecutive losses.
I mean, we've played against two of the best teams in the competition. So. We can take a lot from these games and focus on now what we need to do against Iran, but we need all the Filipino community here in Brisbane to come out and support our girls because we know that helps us. That helps the girls feel comforted, but more importantly supported. So we'll do our absolute best and I'm proud of the girls today, but we got a lot more work to do and we'll do it.
I heard that there will be more of the Filipino community coming out on Sunday because it's off day for many of them. So they will be giving your support. But what's your message to the Filipino community, especially here in Queensland?
Yeah, it's come and support these girls. Like, they work so hard for our country and they're proud to represent our country. And I'm really excited if we can get more and more people with flags, with colours, with everything that shows our Filipino culture and what our girls mean to them as well. So I know that, more importantly, the girls are very appreciative of everyone that comes and supports, but the more Filipinos we can get to watch us, that really helps us.
And they will keep on fighting.
100%. And we need our Filipino supporters to keep on fighting for us as well.
Bago ang laban, nagsagawa ng march to match ang mga Pinoy na nagtipon at pumarada mula Euphoria Cafe hanggang Gold Coast Stadium. Sa naging panayam ni Annalyn Violata, isang community leader na si Lali Del Vecchio na nag-organisa ng pagtitipon.
Hi, my name is Lali. I'm one of the Gold Coast Filipino Community Committee for the Cultural Ensembles. And I'm one of the AFC champions as well for the community. And I'm also representing Mrs. Summit Asia in August. And I'm also working as a volunteer for today for AFC Women's Football. Now, today, I am so excited. The spirit of the Filipino community was amazing, or will be continuing being amazing, and it's the support of the Filipinos in the women's football team called Filipinas team. Yeah, and it is powerful unity that we have in the Filipinos today, and we will continue supporting our Filipinas team. And this is called Bayanihan. Yeah, Bayanihan is the community pride of the Filipinos, and we're always going to support our Philippines. Go, Filipinas!
Ang half Filipino at half Australian naman na si Emily Hohenhaus na nakasuot ng Pilipinas na t-shirt ay sumuporta din sa Matildas at Filipinas. Sa naging panayam ni Annalyn Violata, sinabi nitong isa rin siyang football player, kaya malaking bagay na makanood sa AFC Women's Asian Cup.
Emily, so you're here, you're gonna watch the game of Philippines versus Korean Republic. Who are you supporting? I can see from your shirt.
I usually just support both of the teams because I also like Korea too.
Yeah. So you're both teams supporting?
Oh, yeah.
Now we can see you're wearing Philippines or Pilipinas. What's your connection to the Filipino community?
My mother's Filipino, so I'm half Australian and Filipino. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard that you also play football or soccer?
Oh, yeah. I play for the under-23s of North Brisbane. So it's a very nice club.
Yeah. So why do you think it's important for Filipino-Australians like yourself, you're half Filipino, to be here and support not just Korea, because I know you like them as well, but especially the team Philippines?
I think it's just a good experience. You can see how they play and then you can learn from how they move and interact as well, so yeah.
Can you see how vibrant the Filipino community here is?
Oh yeah, they're very lively, so it's quite a close community.
Ang ama naman ni Emily na si Tim, kahit Aussie, Filipinas ang sinuportahan sa laban kontra South Korea.
So Tim, you're here to watch the Philippines versus Korean Republic. Why are you here? Who are you supporting?
Supporting the Philippines today. And even though we have lots of friends from South Korea, we are supporting the Philippines because our family is Filipino. And shout out to our grandparents over in the Philippines at the moment.
You're married to Joy, who's a Filipino. How proud are you that you're here witnessing this amazing game for the team Philippines?
Well, the Philippines played well the other night defensively. I've been watching them for a long time now, and so they got some great commendations from Sam Kerr and the Matildas, and so to hear them to see them hold them that 1-0, and to see them stopping the goals from being conceded, I think that was great. So hopefully today they can get a win, but it's going to be a tough game against South Korea.
Definitely. I know that Australians love soccer or football, but personally, your daughter is involved in football. She plays for a team here in Brisbane. Can you tell about her involvement in the football community?
Emily's been playing since, I think, under sixes at various clubs in Brisbane. She currently plays for North Brisbane under 23, so shout out to North Brisbane over there at Lutwyche. And she has... trial for the under-17s Philippines team a couple of years ago. She got pretty close, but it was good for her to be in that environment with the international coaches and the players, and she got to meet some of those the players that she looks up to and that a lot of young women look up to. She just loves playing football, also plays futsal, just good to be here.
That's a good opportunity, isn't it, for Filipino-Australian children? Where they get to choose who they can play with, either the Australia or in the Philippines.
So she does have that opportunity to play for both Australia or Philippines, if that opportunity ever came. But to be able to see the players and the girls, the women come over and play, and just sort of be up close to them, and that's an opportunity that not a lot of people get. So I know that if they were she's seen some of them play overseas as well, so I can't remember exactly where, but it is a great opportunity for them to be able to see them up close here, and any chance we get, we try and come and watch them.
Lastly, we can see the amazing community spirit of the Filipinos here. What can you say about that?
It's just goes with the Filipino community, doesn't it, really? They love a party. fiesta, doesn't matter what it is. They get in the spirit, and you can see it already. And a a lot of them are just happy to be here because they want to support the Filipinos. So, you know.
Nanood din si Philippine Ambassador to Australia Antonio Morales sa laro. Nauna nang sinalubong ng Philippine Consulate sa Queensland ang Filipinas sa Brisbane noong Martes sa pangunguna ni Honorary Consul Cheryl Gabotero kasama ang grupong Filipino-Australian of Brisbane Society. Bukod sa laban ng Filipinas at South Korea, naglaban din ang Iran at Australia kung saan wagi ang Matilda sa score na 4-0. Sinabi ng Matilda's veteran player na si Alana Kennedy na proud siya sa mga manlalaro ng kanyang koponan.
Yeah, it's amazing to see the talent that we have coming through in the next generation. A lot of us have been here a long time, but seeing them step up in big occasions in front of a big crowd, it's really great to see and we love to see everyone doing well.
Sa darating naman na Linggo, nakatakdang lumaban ng Matildas kontra South Korea habang ang Philippine Women's National Football Team makakaharap naman ang Iran. Sinabi ni Philippine Football Federation President John Anthony Gutierrez na nananatiling buhay ang pagkakataon ng koponan na makapasok sa quarterfinals at makuha ang slot para sa 2027 FIFA Women's World Cup sa Brazil. Dahil dito, hinihikayat ng Pederasyon ng mga Pinoy na suportahan ang pambansa koponan sa kanilang pagharap sa Iran. May 12 grupo na lumalaban sa AFC Women's Asian Cup na nakagrupo ng 3. Kabilang ang Pilipinas sa Group A kasama ang Iran, Australia at South Korea. Matapos sa mga mainit na laban sa mga grupo, 8 koponan lamang ang papasok sa quarterfinals, ang top 2 teams mula sa bawat grupo at ang 2 best third place teams. Hindi lamang tropeyo ang hinahabol ng mga manlalaro kundi ang slot para sa 2027 FIFA Women's World Cup na gaganapin sa Brazil, kung saan 4 na koponang aabot sa semifinals ay otomatikong pasok dito. Gaganapin naman ang inaabangang grand final ng AFC Women's Asian Cup sa Stadium Australia sa Sydney ngayong darating na Marso 21. Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.